It's Monday, the 6th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I thought today we would do something a little bit fun. In fact, I thought we might do this kind of fun thing this month, that we might read some nonsense poetry. So, the great thing about nonsense poetry is that when someone says to you, what does it mean, you can say, I don't know. Does anybody know? I don't think anybody knows what the meaning of nonsense poetry is. You can't be asked to write an essay about what it means because it's nonsense poetry. The reason I like it, though, is because it sounds nice. So often people who write nonsense poetry are more interested in what it sounds like than what its meaning might be. Today I'm going to read you one of my favorite nonsense poems. It is by Lewis Carroll, and it's called The Jabberwocky. Nobody knows what a Jabberwocky is, but at the end of the poem, you might have an idea. Let's listen. 'Twas brilling, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Oh, one little thing I forgot to tell you. Lots of nonsense poets make up words that don't exist. See how many you can count in this poem. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tungly wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumping back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brilling, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. So, there's a little bit of nonsense poetry to cheer you today. Let's take a moment to pray before we end. Lord, sometimes it is good to laugh and to have fun, and to read things that are just silly, to lighten our hearts. And so we thank you for the gift of nonsense poets. And we ask that we might bring laughter and delight to someone else today. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.